While much focus has been on Missouri and the incredible situation there, much of the same inane and irresponsible behavior is happening here. At the University of Texas at Austin, loud, radical, and quite bigoted and racist pronouncements and demonstrations are ongoing by faculty and students. As I reported in detail on Pratt on Texas, UT faculty are demonstrating themselves to be anything other than rational followers of the Enlightenment in their rallies and manifestos about campus concealed carry of firearms by state license holders. They've gone as far as to charge that the self-defense issue is an example of what they call American settler colonialism and white racism and libertarianism. In an admission of their communist beliefs in a touted faculty manifesto in addressing America's history, they state, "What has made America really peculiar throughout has been the fiction of the triumph of self over community, a condemnation of individualism, freedom, and initiative." That a large number of UT faculty are largely closet communists and haters of America is not a surprise, though they all seem happy to cash the paychecks funded by people they hate. What is jarring is the sheer irrationality and ignorance of public statements they make about the revision in concealed carry laws. Frankly, I wonder if it really is in Texas' interest to have these so-called Tier 1 schools, given that their mission seems to be to condemn and destroy our society. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.